Welcome in to Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, and our guest today is Becky Carter, CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Becky, welcome. It's good to talk with you again today. When I'm dealing with my healthcare professional and someone says, Bruce, you need to know your numbers, what are they talking about?
In this circumstance, what we're talking about are four basic health numbers. Readings of your blood pressure, your body mass index, commonly referred to as the BMI, your blood glucose level, and cholesterol. Your primary care provider, your doctor or nurse practitioner or PA, will help you understand what they mean, but we have to know them before we can know what they mean. And they need to be checked on a regular basis.
So when you go in to see the doctor, most any time they're going to check your blood pressure anyway. So there's that one. The others they check sometimes when they do various lab work. But they do keep up with that. And we should be aware enough, myself as the patient, to pay attention and ask what they are. And then if a person looks at you and says a number and it doesn't make sense, just ask them.
Absolutely. These are important measures. They are key to long-term health and avoiding some very common healthcare problems.
So now let's look at blood pressure for a minute. Blood pressure, you hear about that a lot. You won't have normal blood pressure. Why is it important to monitor your blood pressure? And more than that, are there some tips to help folks have a more normal blood pressure?
First thing to point out is that for a long time, for years and years, the rule of thumb was, and what the doctors were expecting, was to keep your blood pressure under 140 over 90. Mm-hmm. And as long as you were under those numbers, it was all okay. But in the past couple of years, new recommendations came out. Mm-hmm. And it is advised that your blood pressure needs to be managed at 120 over 80 or less. So lots of people who were walking around with 135 over 92 now have high blood pressure. So if we're not checking it, if we're not checking in with our provider, then we probably are walking around now with too high a blood pressure, and the health effects of that long term can be not only limiting but fatal. We get concerned about the risk of stroke. It is hard on your heart and your other vessels. It's hard on your kidneys. So having high blood pressure is a big long-term risk, and it's treatable. It's something that we want to keep up with because we can do something about it.
Now, when it comes to treating high blood pressure, you hear about folks on a high blood pressure medication, but also staying away from salt. There's other stuff you can do, I think, that will help blood pressure.
Absolutely. You can manage your stress. Being anxious will drive up your blood pressure. I think the white coat effect is something we talk about. Yeah. People get nervous when they go to the doctor's office, and their blood pressure may be a little high. So it's a good idea if you haven't had high pressure before and you have it when you go to the doctor to check it again before you go. See if you got calmed down. If we have a high reading, we need to check it fairly frequently and regularly and keep a record of it because it is treatable and we don't want to let it go. In addition to watching your salt, we want enough water and good activity. And we're not talking about you have to be a marathon runner here. If you can do light activity for at least 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, that can be enough to help you maintain your blood pressure. The other simple thing to do is that whatever your weight is, as little as 10-pound weight loss can bring your blood pressure down. So even a modest weight loss can help.
Well, and that leads us into the BMI, the body mass index. That's something else that we need to monitor. Why would it be important to monitor that?
Well, it is, again, associated with long-term health benefits and risk for health problems, for heart disease, for stroke, for kidney disease. With our BMI, what we're looking at is the percentage of our body that is metabolically active, so to speak. And what that means is that how much of our body is lean muscle that is really going to be working to burn up calories and energy, as opposed to fat that is not metabolically active in a positive way. So, for example, you can have two people who weigh 200 pounds, and one of those people can have 30% of that 200 pounds be body fat. The other one have 15% of that 200 pounds be body fat. Lean muscle weighs more. It's more dense than fat. So when we look at the weight, we need to understand how much of that is healthy weight. And measuring the BMI is how we do that.
What can you do? Some of the things are obviously, I guess, just try to lose weight, basically, is what we're talking about. More exercise for that one.
All those things that we do to help maintain a healthy weight. We need to get adequate rest, need to have adequate water intake. Yes, exercise is important there, but again, it doesn't have to be training for a triathlon. It can be your daily walk around the church parking lot or at the park. It can be 4 or 5 times a week, and it doesn't have to be complex, and it doesn't have to be expensive.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue on Monday with Healthcare Update as we speak with Becky Carter of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital about 4 basic health readings that indicate overall health. Today, blood pressure and body mass index. Monday, we'll talk about blood glucose level and cholesterol. Thank you to Becky Carter, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, for visiting with us today and on Monday. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you for listening.